Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Teresa, did you ever see the Superman movie, Man of Steel?
Oh yeah, with Henry Cavill?
I'm sorry you saw it, because I thought it was a lousy movie. But probably the worst part of the movie is the way Superman's adoptive father dies. The whole family is in the car, and, you know, in Kansas, because, of course, Superman is from Kansas, like all true superheroes. And remember, the whole family's in the car, in traffic, and suddenly a tornado, because remember, they're in Kansas, comes and threatens everybody. And Superman's whole family gets out of the car, and they make it to safety. And then suddenly they realize that they left the dog in the car. So the dad, not Superman, by the way, but the regular human dad, runs back into the tornado to save the dog. And he saves the dog and dies in the attempt. Now, the movie makes it seem like that was some kind of a heroic move, but it wasn't. It was sinful. Why? Because it risked human life. The image of God, a child of God, the father of a family, it was a decision to risk all that for the sake of a beast. So what he was trying to do, that was okay, and his basic motives were okay, but he was in a bad circumstance, which shows that in moral decision-making, it's not enough to just examining what we're doing or even why we're doing it. We have to look at the other factors surrounding the situation. And the technical term for that is the circumstances. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
When we analyze a decision from a moral point of view, we have to look at three things, remember? What we're trying to do, which is called the object. Why we're trying to do it. What's motivating us, which is called the end in view or intention. and any other morally relevant factors at play in a given situation. That's called the circumstances. So, for example, in the case of the dad who loses his life trying to save the dog from a tornado, what he was trying to do was get the dog away from the tornado. That's fine. And why he was trying to do it was to keep the dog alive. That's fine too. But in that situation, where he was risking his own life by going into the path of the tornado, well, the circumstances were unsuitable, so it wasn't the right decision. Right thing for the right reason, but in the wrong circumstances. And even though most of us won't be in a situation where we have to decide whether to rescue a pet from a tornado, because most of you don't live in Kansas, we will all be in situations where we have to consider the circumstances to avoid making a sinfully imprudent decision. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
When we do something wicked in itself, we know what we're doing is wrong because the very act itself is designed to attack some human good. And when we do something from bad motives, we know what we're doing is wrong because something inside us is twisted, trying to put good things to evil uses. But it's not enough just to look at our act and our motives, because our decisions happen in the concrete, complicated world. And we want those actions to make the world a better place, not a worse place. So we have to examine not just the character of our actions or the character of our intentions, but the situation we find ourselves in. We also have to look at, and we have to ask, is this likely to do more harm than good? Am I risking or neglecting a greater good for the sake of a lesser one? Or am I pursuing a good that's not my job to pursue, and it causes me to fail in the responsibilities I have? If so, then we have to abandon that course of action because there's something we need to focus on more. Some way we've been called to make the world a better place. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, a world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
There are plenty of times we might want to do something good from the best motives, but it's not our place to do it. The situation isn't right. It might be a great good that's not our place to pursue. For example, if we are parents of children still at home, we just can't spend all our time in voluntary projects at the church or serving the poor like Mother Teresa. Those are good things for good intentions, but bad circumstances because it could cause you to neglect your family. Maybe we're trying to do something nice for somebody, but we haven't thought carefully about whether what we're doing is going to be good for that person or maybe worse for that person. Like, maybe you shouldn't give your six-year-old a smartphone because it'll probably do them more harm than good. Or maybe you're voting for a political candidate who you think will reform immigration law or help with poverty, even though that candidate is also radically committed to facilitating the murder of the unborn and the perversion of marriage and human sexuality. Obviously, the attack on life and the very nature of the family is going to do a lot more damage than perfect immigration and economic structures will do good. So even if voting for a given candidate isn't intrinsically wrong, and you may have good motives in doing so, as long as that candidate is the candidate who is more committed to attacking those fundamental forms of human goodness, the circumstances are not right to vote for him. Again, it's not enough that what you're doing isn't evil in itself, or that you don't detect any evil intentions in your heart. You actually have to think it through and try to make sure that your decisions aren't making the world worse overall instead of better. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Human beings are fundamentally good. We generally want to do good things, and we want to do them for good reasons. But we get lazy. We don't think it through. And we pursue the right action, even with the right motives, but at the wrong time. We don't consider the circumstances. Nowhere is this temptation more common than in the temptation to neglect prayer. Why do we neglect prayer? Is it because we're doing evil things with wicked motives? No. It's usually because we get distracted. We get so focused on so many good things with so many good motives, and we forget the one thing necessary. So when you start to examine your actions and you consider the circumstances, remember this. Any good thing that makes you neglect daily prayer is probably a sinful temptation. What you're doing may be good, and you might be doing it for good reasons, but if it's causing you to neglect prayer, then the circumstances are wrong, and you should let that good go and spend a little more time with the Lord. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, that was the 8th episode in this series we're doing on giving people the essential moral principles to guide their life. And it comes from the 3rd part of the Catechism. And it's not a very long section in the Catechism, but it's so important. And I was reflecting on during the Rosary that I'm so happy that we have this opportunity to teach people their faith by wrapping it right in the Rosary. Because let's just take, for example, through these Rosary meditations, we're covering every section of the Catechism over the course of a year. Now, how many people out there do you think own a catechism? And how many do you, what percentage do you think have ever opened it and gone and read it?
I'm going to say that personally, I am in the fortunate few that own a catechism, and also in the unfortunate few that have never really opened it to go through the whole thing.
But
at some point, I think I did try, and someone was like, that's laughable, you'll never finish. And I was like, oh, you just watch. And they did. They did just watch, and I also did not read through the whole thing.
But now, by praying the Rosary every day, you're going through the whole catechism. Because the first part of the catechism are the key doctrines of Christ. We cover all those in the Rosary. The second part is on the liturgy and sacraments. We cover all those. The third part is on the commandments, the virtues, the moral principles. We're covering all those.
Brilliant. So I can uphold my word of trying to get through the entire catechism.
We're doing it in the Rosary. The fourth part is on prayer, which we did that whole section on Teresa of Avila and John of the Cross.
We're getting through the catechism one Superman spoiler at a time. That should be our motto.
But you know, we did a series on theology of the body, on free time. We did that long series on virtues. We cover all these different saints, the life of Jesus, Marian apparitions. I love that we're able to teach the fullness of the Catholic faith and wrap it right in the habit of the daily Rosary, because this is one thing Our Lady has asked for, us to pray the Rosary every day. And we get a 2-for-1.
Yeah, I was thinking about this recently at daily Mass. Like, man, it is insane that priests have to think of something helpful to say every single day. And then I realized, dang, it's insane that we've been doing that. It's really unheard of. It's a huge ask, and we were really lucky and we're blessed that we've been able to do it this long.
Well, now, because we're coming on ending 6 years of this.
Wow.
Doing it every day, 7 days a week. But it would not be possible without Dr. John Mark Miravalli.
Oh, yeah.
Because he writes half of our meditations. And I really honestly think he's the best theologian in the country.
I think he might just be the best mind in the country.
He is so brilliant. So we're so blessed to have Dr. John Mark Miravalli writing half of these every month. And I've said it before, but I say it again. If you're out there and you haven't purchased his book, Thinking Clearly, you really should.
Mm-hmm.
This will, in less than 100 pages, it'll give you all of the metaphysics and philosophy and logic that you need for the complicated decisions that mm-hmm. we face in this life. Or even just something as simple as, how do we know with certainty that God exists? What is truth? How do we answer people's questions? This book is fantastic, and it's not that long, but it doesn't do you any good if you buy it and you don't read it. So it does take a little effort. So thank you, Teresa, for doing the rosary with us every day, because it's just such a privilege, a joy to be able to teach people the Catholic faith in this way.
Thank you for doing all the heavy lifting.
Part of the heavy lifting. Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.